You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Covestor Radio, a show about money, milestones, and investing for your future. Once again, we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. Kimberly, welcome once again to Covestor Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Delighted to be here.
And the pleasure is always ours as well. Today, we're discussing the money milestone of changing jobs. Let's get into that.
Well, as a reminder for our listeners, money milestones are those life events that should prompt a review of your financial plan and your investments. And a job transition is definitely a money milestone. So how many people typically switch jobs each month? Well, in August of 2014, over 4 million people switched jobs in August of 2014. And the U.S. Department of Labor measures quits and layoffs and discharges. Quits are generally voluntary and initiated by employees, while layoffs and discharges, as you might imagine, are generally involuntary separations initiated by an employer. And in August of 2014, there were 2.5 million quits and 1.6 million layoffs and discharges for a ratio of 1.6 and a total of about 4 million. That's a lot of job changes.
That certainly is. So how can making a job transition affect someone's financial situation?
In general, there are three primary things that are affected, assuming that you are not moving to a new state to work at your new job. So assuming that you're staying within the same state, the three primary areas that are affected are retirement planning, benefits, and income taxes.
So let's discuss retirement planning first, if you would.
Well, making an informed decision about your retirement plan is undoubtedly important. And keep in mind that the vested balance in your former employer's 401k retirement plan is yours. And my comments are really going to focus on 401k plans. When you leave your job, there are generally four options to consider for your 401k. And as always, the one that's most appropriate for you will depend on a number of factors, such as access to your funds, number of investment choices, tax advantages, flexibility. And as always, you know, be sure to talk to a tax professional regarding which of the four options is best for you, given your specific situation. So here are the four options. Roll the 401k into an IRA. Leave the savings in your former employer's plan. Transfer your existing 401k to the new employer plan, assuming that they have one, or take the cash.
So what are some of the things to consider with these four options?
Well, all of the options except taking the cash allow you to keep, you know, to maintain the potential of tax-deferred growth of your retirement assets. And if you leave your retirement savings in your former employer's 401k plan or transfer the balance to a new 401k, your investment choices will be limited to those that your prior or your future employer provides. And in my experience, you know, the fees will be higher. In addition to investment fees, 401k plan participants incur plan administration fees and individual service fees. Taking cash, of the four options, taking cash is usually the worst option, because when you do that, you're subjecting your savings to significant tax and early withdrawal penalties. Overall, you know, all else being equal, I tend to prefer the option of rolling over 401k plans into IRAs because it just gives you much more flexibility regarding investment choices and fees paid. But again, you know, the right answer for you hinges on a number of factors, you know, including whether or not you own company stock in your 401k plan, your need for protection from lawsuits, and the age at which you will start taking income from your 401k.
Today, once again, we are with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing on Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Kimberly, what about benefits, the second of the three topics?
Well, be sure to understand your new benefits package and your options, including health care and life and long-term disability insurance. and figure out, you know, is the coverage materially different from what you had before? Is it better? Is it worse? Are you going to have any gaps in coverage? And if you're going to have some gaps, you know, what are the steps you can take to make sure that you and your family are protected during the interim? One often overlooked benefit is short-term disability coverage. So 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men will have a disability that keeps them out of work for 90 days or more. 90 days or more. And that's a statistic from the Life and Health Insurance Foundation for Education. So the possibility of short-term disability is something that I do encourage our listeners to plan for.
Without a question. And so that brings us to the third area, income taxes.
Well, your not-so-silent business and financial partner is, in fact, Uncle Sam. If your salary has changed, your tax bracket might have changed as well, and therefore your federal and state income tax liabilities will change too. If this has happened, you know, if your salary has changed either, you know, up or down, be sure and talk with your accountant regarding updating your withholding amounts and your estimated tax payments.
Great information as always, Kimberly. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip on the money milestone of changing jobs?
Well, if you have employee stock options, be sure to figure out how your job change, if it's due to a new job, a layoff, retirement, be sure to figure out how that job change might affect your employee stock options. Under most companies' stock plan rules, you have no more than 90 days. 90 days to exercise any existing stock option grants. So you'll want to be sure to know what your alternatives are so that you don't inadvertently leave money on the table.
And Kimberly, where can folks get more information about Covestor?
At covestor.com.
Thank you so much, Kimberly. Thanks for joining us once again here on Covestor Radio. Certainly look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Kimberly Klaus, Advisory Board Chair and Chief Client Advocate at Covestor, a registered investment advisor and online marketplace for investing. And we do thank you for joining us on this episode of Covestor Radio, a show about money milestones and investing for your future. And for more information, simply visit Covestor.com. Join us next time for another episode of Covestor Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And this has been Eric Dye.
This is the ePodcast Network.